Krishna consciousness moment is composed of four different stages. The first stage is to understand the relationship with God and Krishna. Because the conditioned souls at the present moment, they are forgotten, sadly. They have forgotten their relationship with Krishna. Actually, the relationship is there, regardless. But under the influence of Maya, he is thinking that I am something of this material world, identifying himself with this body. So we have to erase them from that illusory existence, but he is not. The whole mistake of the modern status of life, I don't say modern civilization, this is coming up since the creation of this material world. Sometimes it is in greater degree and sometimes in lesser degree. In Satyayuga, the same condition, but in lesser degree. But in Kali Yuga, the condition is in greater degree. So the first business is to awake the conditioned souls from their illusory position that he is thinking, I am this body, and anything in relationship with this body is very important. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This is illusion. We speak of illusion maya. This is illusion. That I am this body, and anything in relation with this body, I have got special relationship with certain woman. So I think she is my wife. I cannot do without her. Or another woman from whom I have taken birth, she is my mother. Similarly, father, similarly, sons, this way, country, society, and the most humanity, that's all. But all these things are illusion, because they are in bodily relation. This class of buddhi, punati, siddhati, saiva, gopha. Those who are passing on this illusory condition of life, they are compared with the cows and the asses. So our first business is to wake up the general mass of people from this illusory condition of life. So, back to Godhead is specially meant for that purpose. He is pushing on back to Godhead to the general mass of people to the first condition, first status of enlightenment. And then, those who are becoming enlightened, coming forward, say, Swamiji or the society, please let me remember, please initiate me. He is coming forward, understanding his position. So, that is second stage. So, train him how to awaken his that dormant lama form. That is another stage, training. Sambandha vidya. Then, when he is actually in love of Godhead, then he can understand the higher status of loving exchange between the Arhant Krishna and the Vrindavan. This is the third stage, yes. And the fourth stage is, Paramahamsa says, that he is always enjoying संत सदैव हृदय से मिलत प्रेमान यानी सुरित भक्ति स्वयं वन इज कम्प्लीटली मर्ज इन द होल्स एंड आर लव ऑफ गॉड इट ही रिलीज इन एनी कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ कृष्णा प्रेजेंट कृष्णा प्रेजेंट मीन्स कृष्णा प्रेजेंट हिज नेम प्रेजेंट हिज फॉर्म प्रेजेंट हिज लीला प्रेजेंट हिज पैराफर्नेलिया प्रेजेंट Everything. Krishna is not alone. We are not impersonalists. As soon as we say Krishna, Krishna means with his name, fame, opulence, entourage, as kind, etc. So, back to Godhead generally deal in two stages of understanding. To awaken the relationship and to claim them. Although our aim is, that is our aim, to come to the highest platform of loving a state. But generally we are dealing with the mass of this. Therefore, our propaganda should be how to, by reasoning, by philosophy, by science, by argument, how to convince him that he is in illusory state. These politicians, these scientists, these philosophers, they have no other, no permanent advanced knowledge except the human being, that's all. Their ultimate goal is that if they can do something, humanitarian work, welfare work, to the Vivekananda, the Aurobindo, all these, what is called the Dattel, women of land, and so many, they are coming. And the yogis, they are trying to be self-satisfied by meditation. And nobody is concerned with God or Krishna. Nobody is concerned. This is the position of the world. So under the circumstances, our first business is how to awaken people from this illusory condition. That he is thinking and this body or the most well-being is taking care of this body or what is his essence. So we have to take out from that illusory condition. So that should be the policy of our back to Godhead. And so far the editors are concerned, they are supposed to know all these conclusions. Now, we have got two editors, Agriva and Satsarupa. I believe both of you know the conclusion which I am trying to push on within this moment. So, you should work cooperatively in such a way that you don't deviate from the policy. And conjointly, consulting together, so that I may be relieved from pretty minor things. But if there is some difficulty, I'm at your service. Now, what is the difficulty at the present moment?
So, we want to discuss content first. I have a list. Do you have a list?
I have a list.
And so far, the article has been written. It is very nice. It should be published. Yes, I've seen it.
That means that we can make reference to the gopis.
Oh, it is not gopis at all, Pachet. Policy should be there. People may not understand. Gopis, like ordinary girls are like that. We should be careful to present the gopis. It does not mean that we shall not utter in the name of gopis. We have taken vow to boycott the gopis, no? They are our worshipers. worshipable devotees. How we can avoid that?
What about lying down, kissing the lips of Krishna?
No, that is Sudhava. That is Sudhava. But that is not abominable. According to time and circumstances, that thing I have described, the fact is that just like when I am describing Krishna's lila, I write in Krishna's life. So I cannot give up that portion of his life. When Krishna is actually kissing the gopis in Dasa dance.
That's in the books, not in the public.
Yes. So, in such circumstances, of course, we can. Yes. But as far as possible, very cautiously and very rarely, we shall present. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, you see, that in public, he never discussed about Krishna's lila with gopis. That was very confidential discussion amongst his own circle. Sai Ramananda Sarup Damodar, like that. And he, even a larger scholar, he discussed about the philosophy. But when there was a great devotee like Ramanandara, he relished gopis and the intimate behavior of Krishna. So you should remember this, that public may misunderstand this. Therefore we have to present this thing very cautiously, not very hopefully. They may misunderstand. But so far as this article is concerned, that is nicely written. That is quite in order. That is for this article.
There's nothing specifically objectionable.
No, no.
Our process thus far has been to half up the material, about 50-50. He takes half and I'll take a half. And that seems to be working fairly nicely.
That's all right. But first thing is that when you are in the post of editors, you are supposed to know. But whenever there is some difficulty, either you get it solved by consulting amongst yourself, or it is not possible, then difficult.
Oh, I have one question there. What about quoting even Vaishnava literature that you haven't translated, like the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or
canceled
that you haven't translated,
that
doesn't seem right.
Huh?
Other translations than your own, what if we want to quote them in this more? That translation means? Well, sometimes I think Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila, he even wrote a book about deity worship in his long quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know if that's bona fide. I know that the literature is bona fide, but I don't know if any translation is bona fide.
He has written a book. I'm not saying.
No. I just mean the devotees sometimes they write an article and they say, as it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they quote a book that they read by some scholar. Very good Vaishnava literature, but translated by somebody.
No, but somebody so far, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the novens and the last. You need to say that.
It's just volume in the second.
That is all right. Sometimes a little defect, but not very dangerous.
Should in the content should be put in how many articles can we put in by you? These are the most important contributions we have, and say would it be too much material to put in say an essay by you and maybe a lecture or
Whatever it may be, that any article on energy more than 2-3 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Printed. That will be nice. And if the number of articles are more, how many pages you are going to print?
We're going to print more pages, aren't we?
There's some discussion. If we print it on our own press,
mm-hmm.
We can print it, add 8 more pages. It could make it 40 pages. But we may continue with Dynacon in Japan. So I
By increasing the pages, what do you immediately get profit? Is there any special advantage you get?
More reading materials.
Huh?
More reading materials. The customer gets more for his money.
That's all right. You should be business, man. You should get less for that money. We have to please Krishna, not our customer. So, if we are not increasing the price, then why is it increase the pages? Either we print in our own press or someone, there is extra labor, extra energy,
yes.
But we are not getting extra money, yes. So there is no need.
The point was, can it be more than one article by yourself, or only one?
No, one. Everyone one. Not more, one man's article, not more than two, either of mine or anyone. But so far our news is concerned.
Not more than two, or not more than one?
No, not more than one. Not more than one.
You said 2 or 3 pages. Maybe 4 pages would be
4 on? Pages, that's all. But not more than 4.
There was an excerpt from, I think, Krishna book.
Mm-hmm. Now, whatever is done is done. Now we follow this policy.
Well,
that one.
Excerpts from your books, is that all right?
So, excerpt from my book or my article is sent. Sent. So, there is no difference. That is also my writing. And whatever you are writing, that is also my writing.
Sorry about that.
Yes. But they should be divided into different names. That's right.
Yes. I thought of doing Bhakti Siddhanta's Saraswati's Avama Samhita. Do you think you could serialize it maybe in 3 or 4 Bhakti Godheads, or could we print it ourselves on a little pamphlet? Or what do you think would be better?
If you publish in Bhakti Godhead, then by person.
Yes.
Similarly, 3-4 pages, that's all. Continually. Bhakti Siddhanta. So when there will be articles started, then first Guru Maharaj, then mine.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Do you think it would be a good
thing? If you write something, quotation from Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that should be first. Let's right. Like Guru Parampara, when he offer our respect, first our own spiritual master, then his spiritual master, then his spiritual master, in this way. But when putting article, that should be the opposite. First, Bhakti Vinod, then Bhakti Siddhanta, then my, then find the sun. Right.
Well,
let's
go back to the supports to that.
Huh?
To Bhakti Siddhanta, Ramasamita, because we would write some supports to it.
That part?
Yes, because some of us have difficulty understanding Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Yeah. So, and if I get time, my time is over. So, if there is a difficulty, let them be over and over again. Then they can understand. Why should they change? Let it be presented as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has given and give, then don't give more than one or two pages at a time. The brain will be puzzled. Yes, when Guru Maharaj was speaking, at least my brain was puzzled. Even he would speak in Bengali, it was very difficult to understand. He was speaking from a very, very high platform. But I wanted to hear him, that's all. Even I did not understand it. that he appreciated. that this boy does not go out. He hears. Actually, that was a position. In the beginning, I could not understand what he was speaking. But I wanted to hear it. That's all. I was very much anxious to hear it. That he marked. And he was kind of pleased on me. That he wants to hear. He doesn't go away. That was my policy. Let me hear. Even I do not understand. Let me hear. That's all. Actually, I did not understand in the beginning what you are speaking. So, Bhakti Siddhanta's writing is not very easy to understand.
Yes.
But we should try, read and read again. And simply that vibration will help us.
Yes.
It is transcendental vibration, not that everyone will understand. But if you simply give oral reception to the vibration, that is making advance. Not exactly that anyone has to understand it. Yes. Just like a man is sleeping and somebody is calling him. He, in his sleeping condition, he does not understand. By calling, he just... Because that vibration is there. Not that in his sleeping condition, he is understanding what the sound is coming. So similarly, we should give reception to the transcendental vibrations. Men like Krishna and his qualified representatives. That is the first. However, not that we understand everything.
In editing, there are two different policies about using capitals. One is to use as few capitals as possible, or to use many capitals in grammar to capitalize, or to use few. So sometimes the nectar of devotion has got very few capitals. When Balaram is referred to as he, there's no capital. But the other policy is to also put Krishna's hand, capital H, Krishna's feet, capital F. Krishna who?
No, don't follow that policy. That is not easy.
The less capitals, the better?
Yes, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think when referring to Krishna, we should always have capital A.
Yes, especially for Krishna.
And if we want to, for Radha, capital S.
But Balaram is not different from Krishna.
So he's capital A.
So he's capital A. Well, then, here we go.
No. You leave it to these three. Limit
to those three.
Additional. Yes.
What about avatars in reference to Christ or Buddha?
Buddha is a capital U. Let us call it a capital U.
Oh, yes, but he's like he. He's Buddha. Who?
He.
No, that is an issue.
Small.
Yes.
Krishna, then words like Krishna's pastime, entourage, his will.
No, that's small.
Small.
Yes.
The possessions of Krishna, small.
Small, yes.
His hand and feet, small.
Yes.
Lotus flower.
Yes.
Lotus flower.
Yes, all small. Simply men. Stick to men.
The pronoun Krishna, who? The pronoun who,
that's
not.
No, no, it's really small.
someone in public. That problem would be.
It's better to let everything sound, that's slow. We want to create this position of that to others and very authorized representation of the science of God. Think that people may refer to it. So we should very cautiously and very nicely do it. It's very important back to God. If our movement is going to be recognized as scientific God consciousness movement, then this back to God will be referred as a right scripture. So therefore we have to prepare in such a way. Nothing non-conclusive can be introduced in this. That should be our policy. And it is the position of that to God.
About glossaries,
Yes.
I prepared a glossary for the books of
Upanishad,
and Vivek Prabhu thought that there was too much preaching in the definition. Like, say, the definition of bhakti, you shouldn't say bhakti is the highest form of yoga. I'm not speaking new words, but to make it not to preach more, but
that's what happens. Glossary should be short as possible.
Short as possible.
Yes. At the same time, carrying the meaning.
The conclusion of Vaishnava philosophy.
Yes. That should be
the absolute meaning.
Yes. It should not be like describing the definition. That is not glossary. Glossary should be explained and gist. But the meaning should carry it. We carry it.
Well, can we use, for instance, the glossary to your Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in India, can we use that as a model for that?
Srimad Bhagavatam?
You have a glossary at the end of the first volume.
Yeah.
Is that the type of
glossary? Yes, I have a glossary. Yes. You can follow that principle. Yes. And at the end of each book, glossary index is carried well.
Well, that was fairly terse, if I remember it. That was fairly terse, I mean, very short, brief.
One thing may appear to be very simple and to other tasks, but you do your own thing. Okay, another thing, where is the Bhagavad Gita? Is my full translation and synonym. What is that?
There are several existing manuscripts. I have the manuscript I went over is in Columbus. The whole manuscript is there.
So we have to prepare for next publication, revise and enlarge, giving in the same process. Original verse, transliteration, synonyms, and translation, and purpose.
Listen to this.
The
gentleman
was preparing now. Yes. Our first printing will be this, Nectar Devotion. And then, if possible, Bhagavad Gita as it is, revise and enlarge.
Even before that?
Yes. That is all there is. And then Bhagavatam. Then Bhagavatam. And so far, Krishna is concerned. Krishna is in print after this nectar of devotion in our place, it is printed. But if I get some money contribution from John Harrison, then I get it printed immediately from Java. Yes.
So,
there's another manuscript that Bhagavad Gita also in New York. Yes, it's in New York except for the first two chapters. Everything else is there.
So, first two chapters might be with Janardhan. But you have got the old.
I agree.
Yes.
So
that was I've gone over that. When I have. The one that's in New York, no one's gone over that.
So, whatever is lacking, you ask me and supply.
I have nothing lacking, but I would like to see that version. I'd like to see that going over my. I'll have to go over chapter by chapter, but I will compare the version I have with that version, and I know the. The translations themselves, they were somewhat changed, and Bhagavad Gita has it as it came out in that poem. Did you like those translations?
Oh, we do it better. Okay. You can follow this mindfulness.
That was the second, they're good.
Yeah.
I think they're very good.
Yes. You can follow that term. Simply, Siddha means you can add transliteration.
And we have all the purports.
Right.
Include everything. Nothing will be deleted. I mean,
yes, that's all.
Prabhupada, I have a question that applies only to me, but it's important.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, you wrote me in a letter when I said that everything was going slow to pay more attention to managing the temple.
Yeah, managing, you wasn't meant with Griva as a temple manager.
But
what do you think?
I've already done that.
Huh?
I've
made them, but practically I'm still managing anyway. And I've
been
Mariah manager, but still
I'm
just
coming and running all over the place. I don't
edit it at all. No, they must give relief to you. You can give them instruction. But the actual execution should be done. For Dumma is there, he can also do. But anyway, who is expert in management, he should be. Temple management should not be done directly by you. You can give him policy that you do like this, that's all. Because you have got so many other things to do. So you create, if there is no expert manager, you create some manager. That is the most important thing, to create, to become. In our college, there was one Mr. King, professor of economics. He was always textile. We are students, he was our professor. You cannot have independence. You cannot manage it. you cannot work just like that. But if some assets are given under you, how you gonna for? She was talking. So don't cry for independence. You are not yet nation. She was talking like that. So actually, his experience was nice. That since the British has gone away, management by Indian government is not nice. They cannot manage. He was experienced. He told me sometimes you don't matter. The professor keeps told me. So we have to create nice administrator. That is another function. Every department, we shall create assistant. So that in case he is ill or he is sick, he cannot work, somebody must work for him.
That is how we can expand those.
Yes. Some assistant, all is not sick. Training of this kind. So far you are editorial is concerned. You can train. Now, Purushottam, he can also assist you. Similarly, Goswami can assist you. In this way you should create assistant editors.
Then the process, you thus far you have someone type off the dictaphone. Now, thus far, have you been doing this?
Yes.
Thus far.
So that dictaphone can be done in the Gitrak. By the one that is yet. He has offered service.
There's one thing. It seems to be easy, but it's very difficult to hear your voice. And some people
that will require practice. He had come some mistakes in the beginning, but when he is practiced, he'll do the right thing. So that you cannot avoid. You cannot change my voice.
No, but I can hear it. I can understand it. You can't go on forever doing the act of real learning. So just now you sent the Krishna tape. I had them give it to Bhagavan.
No. And Bhaktaval testing, we'll do that. Testing, yeah. So that you can understand.
I also have a dictaphone in New York, probably.
That is mine.
No, I have another one also.
Oh.
I also can have tapes.
So that can be distributed. Tapes. Yes. And different centers, they have the dictaphone and they agree.
And then send me the copy to edit.
Yeah.
I have the dictaphone also, so they can also be sent to Shavadati.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah. Before you send them, make a recording of them so you can check them over.
Yeah. Yes, so taping, recording, that does not take much time.
No, somebody can do that for you.
You can keep it. Record. So managing that way. We have to train so many things. That's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Then he does the first editing. After it's typed up off the dictaphone, Satsvarupa does the first editing. Then I go over what he's gone over and check.
Yes. What you do, he goes. And what he does, he goes. Then final. But the last editing should be checked twice. The draft form, then checked by him, and then by you, or checked by you, and then by him. That's all.
Presumably does the same script.
Yes. That is printing requirement.
And then Joyce Weiser does the composing.
That does another.
Kulika and
Arjuna. Now I heard that you are composing 50 pages daily, all together?
No.
Manuscript pages. Yesterday we composed about 40 manuscript pages.
Correct, all?
Yes.
Complete.
Yes, the original page is done twice. For that first page, the first time, they've already been done.
No, I mean, these 40 pages, they are complete.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, that's nice. That is encouraging. So you need to complete 30 pages daily. Mm-hmm. That would be very nice.
You could do it faster because Shravanathi and Rumiti were just typing 14 hours a day in Columbus and everything. At least 20 manuscript pages
from the last. Anyway, you are the in charge of the composition. You are Jagan, who is in charge of the composition?
Both of
us. Okay. Then you get easily not less than 30 pages daily, complete. That is satisfied. Is that all right?
Yes.
Then our books are. Biggest book, 400 pages. 30 pages daily means. What is that?
13
pages. Within 15 days you can complete.
30 book pages?
30 book pages. What is the manuscript pages? I do not understand.
But
I thought
we should do
about. I want complete for being photographed.
Yeah. When you say a page, you mean a page, how many manuscript pages?
That's what I mean, 40 books.
You mean,
In 15 days, how many pages?
More than
50. So you get 20 days, 1 month for one book.
I can't edit much faster than that either. I cannot edit much faster than 40 pages a day.
No. No, don't be, do it, I'm so hate this. But do it slowly and surely.
Yes.
That is the name, yes.
One book.
You are printing that one book 1 month for the last 6 months.
Yeah, that's in book.
That is in theory only. Actually, it has not happened. Now, do everything solidly so that at least in 2 months you finish one book. That's all. Is that all right? You say everything all right. Anyway.
Say, for example, probably you edited how many pages? So I didn't edit so much for that. I edited 50. The order.
I feel very glad to see that the matter of division, the divorce hand, is finished. Before I leave this place, and we begin some of them.
The second part, which we finished on, first part, but now...
second part, which second part?
Finished the qualities of Krishna described with you, part of that part of the book. How many pages, manuscript pages, composed? 250 plus. Plus 250 manuscripts. 268 out of 574. Almost half. But it's coming really fast. Want me to do Nectar Devotion, and then Krishna, and then Bhagavan Krishna?
Yes. So, everything is alright. We have Nirvanga department. Major Sankirtan part. They are going some different parties in different cities. That is junior. But you are this party, little senior. You are sitting one place, you have to walk 1,000 times more than them. Yes. You have to edit in such way. How is that water?
That's
water. Oh, how is yes.
I have a question. Is in the art department.
Yes.
Are they going too slow? Once in a while, they're going too slow. They have 30 pictures ready.
One thing that Guru learning should have. From my sister. He alone cannot do that.
Well, Prabhupada used that word once before. And so then, when Jonathan saw that letter, she said, that means that I should paint. So all that assistant meant was that they all painted. And so Raja began to paint. I don't know what you mean by assistant.
Assistant means that they should work under the assistant.
And produce pictures side by side.
I give some ideas first. And then, under that sketch, instruction and
reasoning. According to John Lennon, only Srimad Ardhavaguchi and Bhardwaj were good enough, that the others weren't good painters, Jonathan Sarani.
Oh, they may practice, they may begin to practice, not the actual work. So, there is a but they are scattered in different places.
Bhardwaj is coming to Bosnia.
Bhardwaj is good. Yes. He can, if he likes, he can do much work.
Bhardwaj is good and also produces. Devotee is good but doesn't
produce. So devotee has gone. I have talked with her.
Yes. I don't have her address.
Well, she looks, she does not leave from the temple.
No. She doesn't come often to the temple. I do not know her address, so I don't know how to... I will call up her daughter, Izumati, and see if I get her address in either.
Yes.
What about Mahavati?
Yes, he was a print. Why not somebody marry her? If somebody wants to marry her, then she's godlike.
And a Brahman wanted to marry her.
So, why not ask and get her married? Yes. Then she will be fixed up. I think she requires to be married. Then she will be satisfied.
I recommend this, just ask her to get married.
If she agrees, that was what is that God?
Nayana
Brahman. Let them marry. Leave here.
The question was, is the subject matter,
as they're being done,
is there any criticism, or should it be changed? The
painting
has been finished thus far. Should they be changed in some way? Wait,
that is,
that
these paintings are first class. These paintings.
Is that one
first class there for Prabhupada?
No. What's the trouble?
The trouble is that Krishna's body is, why it is made so big, while the other has an evidence and the other one smaller.
It's supposed to be up in the front.
Huh?
It's supposed to be in the front and they're all behind
it.
But there's nothing to be done.
That is, the thing is, that is represented. Krishna did not show his gigantic body as he was. He did not. Krishna could show his identity, and actually he expanded his identity body, otherwise how he could live.
These things are good.
This is also not bad. But,
it looks like a dog.
Yes.
So that should be done over.
This is all right. You can take some photograph like this picture. This is also Krishna is packing a cow.
We should just reproduce that as it is?
Yes, I know.
Guru Das has some very excellent pictures from the archives, taken from books that were printed several hundreds of years ago, Bhagavad Gita, and some woodcuts of Brishinga, which would be considered quite artistic, but maybe we can send them to you to see if they meet your approval and maybe we can do
something. No, whatever card form we get, unless we have got arrangement for worship, of course we can keep, but any form, wooden or stone, this will be worth it.
These are pictures.
All right.
Is it all
right? Yes. So now this is prasadam. First of all, chant once more.
Hare Krishna.